So where's the Senate version of the Farm Bill? I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, Washington is moving, but only halfway. While the U.S. House pushes its version of a long-overdue farm bill forward, frustration is growing across farm country as the Senate still hasn't delivered its version. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, who also serves as chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, recently spoke at an ag forum and said that we'll be seeing the Senate's version of the farm bill in weeks, not months. But he said there will likely be some big disagreements among Democrats when it comes to loosening pesticide restrictions and putting forth a fix for California's Prop 12.
There is opposition in the Senate to that. And in the Senate, we need 60 votes. We need both sides to work together. So my message has been, find me some others on the other side, you know, that we can work with. And so far, that's been difficult.
Bozeman also said he'd be glad to include permanent year-round E15 in the Senate Farm Bill. That is, if he can get a sign-off from the Energy and Public Works Committee. He pointed to a bill that's already been filed by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska. Bozeman also acknowledged the heavy objections that are coming from the oil industry.
We're very much in favor of getting E15 done. I'm very much in favor of the Fisher bill, you know, that does that. But I'm not in favor of somehow the big oil refineries forcing consolidation with a smaller one, especially during this time.
But when he was asked if he would agree to the Democrats' demand to delay boosting SNAP state cost sharing in those states with high payment error rates, Bozeman's answer was, well, simple and to the point.
No.
Bozeman and other Republican lawmakers are facing heavy pressure from President Trump, who issued a blunt message to lawmakers on his Truth Social platform last Friday, posting in all capital letters, "Congress, pass this farm bill now."
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Nick Bancroft, President and CEO of AgroLiquid in St. John's, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mild air continues to hold over Michigan as we get started on your Thursday, but big changes coming through the day today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the Michigan Ag Today weather update. We've got moisture that wants to work its way in here. A slow, sagging frontal boundary is trying to come down out of Canada, holding back cold Canadian air. We initially see just a few hit and miss of scattered showers as we work toward midday, and then we see an increasing chance of thunderstorms as we move through a late evening and into the overnight. Now, in my mind, the best chance for strong thunderstorms is going to be farther south, central Indiana, and on down into the Ohio Valley. But I'm not going to rule out a few thunderstorms up this direction either. All in, all done, I'm going to say a quarter to three quarters of an inch of precipitation. Without strong thunderstorms, I don't think we get more than that. And everything is done by the time we get to midnight. For tomorrow, we are colder, but we do see sunshine. So temperatures are much cooler than today, with mostly sunny skies, and high pressure gives us good sunshine on Saturday as well. Still chilly there, but not quite as cold as a Friday. Warming for the balance of the weekend, Sunday and the start of next week on Monday. I think we are precipitation free in most areas until we get to the overnight Monday night into early Tuesday. There's where hit and miss, the scattered showers pop up. And the rest of next week is a little unsettled. We have several systems coming through. Tuesday into Wednesday, there's one. We take a little bit of a break. We get another one late week, Friday into Saturday, and yet another one then to start the following week. However, we're seeing the focal point of the big moisture stay a little bit farther south or work south on successive model runs here. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. always online, and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Looking back at Wednesday's grain markets, we check in now with Eric Pfeiffer as he caught up with Tom Fritz with EFG Group. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Tom, on Wednesday, we saw soybeans lead the way higher. We're starting to get some support there, I think, from some expectations that we might see some U.S. biodiesel blending mandates come down and that they could increase. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, that's the story. You know, bean oil is really your starter today. And that's all about anticipation. Supposedly it's going to be on Friday that, you know, the administration will announce what the biofuel reallocation of the exempt waivers. And the soybean oil market is looking for some pretty friendly news. So bean oil got it going. Then soybeans kicked in. I think the soybean market got some help from the idea that our war may be extended. Mr. Trump has been saying, well, if they don't give up, we're going to hit them harder. So I think that was also part of it. Oh, and then it was announced Mr. Trump's going to go to China on May 14th, 15th. So everybody's going gaga about that. But bottom line, very positive price performance in the soybean market. We had been in a bit of a minor trading range since the big break a week ago Monday. We now have popped up favoring the top side, and we've got some favorable news out there. So soybean oil carries the ball with soybeans. Soybean meal, I'm sorry, you know, it fell to intermarket spreading. But the meal market all by itself, I don't think there's much downside to it because cash markets for meal are just too strong.
Tom Fritz with EFG Group. Settlements from Wednesday, May corn up 4 3/4 to 467 1/4. July 5 1/4 higher at 477 3/4. May soybeans climbing 16 3/4 to 1171 3/4. July beans 16 1/4 higher at 1187 3/4. And May wheat gaining 7 3/4 to 597 3/4. April live cattle, though, falling 95 cents to 234.42, and April lead hogs 15 cents lower at 90.90. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.